Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to At My Father's Table. Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Listen in for a moment.
I need you to make a way, as you know I've done so many times. Throwing door and open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need you now, I need you now.
Smokey Norpool.
I need you now.
Come on with me. Somebody stand to their feet. Hold your hands up. Give him praise. If I can get one or two of you to start clapping.
I never needed you.
Give him praise.
To show up and restore all of the faith that I.
Can someone over here stomp their feet? Give him praise. Can someone back there shout, hallelujah? Give him praise. I need you now.
The agony of being alone, fear of doing things on my own, the test and trials that come to make me strong.
Someone was out late last night, but you're here in church today. Give him praise.
The ways of trials that beat upon me, but to know, Lord, that in you I got victory.
Come on, clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Shout hallelujah. Give him praise. I'm just the vessel. Give him praise. Give him praise. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're going to be reading out of the New Century Bible. What we have to say today is word. You're not going to be able to do all your research within the book. I'm asking you today to research your heart. Know what is right and what is wrong. And while you're in that research, ask yourself this question. Are you ready? Are you ready to receive the love, the generosity that only Jesus Christ can provide? Ask yourself, are you living the way you should according to the word. The Bible has 66 books in it. And you can't go by every single word. You can try to, but it's not possible to follow every rule, every way, because then you become cynical. Are you ready to receive the word of God in your heart? And if you think that you're ready, there's a little bit more you're going to have to learn. Because we are here in the midst of confusion. We're in the midst of lies. We're in the midst of deceit. You may go to a church and they use the word Jesus Christ. In reality, it's a family business. Somebody know what I'm talking about. It's a family business because they want to keep the church in a particular name as opposed to letting it flow. There's talented people in every church. Are you ready to let the presence of the Lord dwell within you so you'll know what to do? So what do? That would be the question. You treat people the way you want to be treated. You love them for who they are and who you think they can be, because God is working on all of us some kind of way. It may be a personality conflict. It may be an attitude adjustment. It's something that God is still working with us on, so we're not perfect people. Are you ready to receive what God has to give you? You can go within those 66 books and find some areas that you are rusty in. You'll find some areas that you know need shoring up. We all are striving to be in the right direction. Are you ready to receive the word of God in your heart? God tells you the right thing to do. Do you have the courage to do it? You see, God is not about the dancing, the music. He's about how we treat each other. For he says, love ye one another as I have loved you. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean you stab someone in the back? Does it mean that you injure a marriage beyond repair? Does it mean that you disrespect people for no good reason other than you feel a certain way? Are you ready to receive God in your heart? He told us what to do. He left instructions for us to follow. But are you ready? Are you ready to get it right? That doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, because you and me, we dwell within this flesh. This flesh is wicked. It has feelings attached to it. It has personalities that hurt and offend. It has all kinds of things wrapped in it that you don't need, that hinders you in your development in Christ. Are you ready to do the right thing? Can you sacrifice your own self for the betterment of the community? Are you doing what you can to help, as opposed to doing what you can to show? Oh, we know that you can get up and bend over and speak eloquently. We know you can do that. But are you ready to receive Christ? Are you ready to love like you can? Not because you have a conflict. Not because you felt someone has done you wrong and you want to get them. Are you ready to do these things? Those are the requirements that we all have to face. It's no big I's and little U's. Because someone started the church don't mean that they're going to finish in the church. Because Satan is busy, and we know he's busy. But we have the word of God to keep us in the right direction. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to look beyond yourself and see the promises of the Lord? That doesn't mean you're going to get everything right, but are you able to repent and go in the right direction? Are you ready to do those types of things? You see, it takes courage to stand on the side of right. Not that you mama's boy or daddy's girl. If you're willing to stand on the side of Christ, you're going to do what is pleasing in his sight. Because sometimes, quite frankly, we just don't get it. We don't understand what love is. Love is not giving someone everything they want. Love is not pimping somebody's personality. Love is not what injures you. It's the way that you approach and the way that you treat other people. You have to decide which side of the fence you're going to be on. And I know sometimes you're dealing with prideful issues. Sometimes you're dealing with a legacy that you can't fulfill because it's not your legacy. God has called you to do a specific thing. Legacies start over and over and over. It's no continuing the legacy. It's continuing the work of God. Yes, you have some guidelines. That's important. But what's not important is who's standing in that pulpit doing something that they know is wrong, but they're going to do it anyway. Yeah, some of them are like that. And you can't be one of them. Because if you are, then you are not ready. I can't tell you how to live. That's what the Bible is for. Basic instructions before leaving earth. Are you ready to make that commitment? Are you ready? Ask yourself, did I do the right thing? Did I say the right thing? Did I hurt someone purposely for the sake of my pride? If you're doing those types of things, you're not ready. See, there's this thing called the fruits of the Spirit, where you're supposed to have love, peace, harmony within yourself. You can't do that if you're messing people up. Mm-mm. That's not a fruit. That's poison. And poison hurts. It hurts psychologically. It hurts painfully. It can cause a stroke. When you do someone wrong and you know you're wrong, how do you think that person feels? Are you ready to do these things? Every day seems to be a new adventure. You run into someone who's having a bad day. Well, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ conquered all the bad days. It's your mindset. Because somebody did you wrong, it's what you're supposed to take it out on somebody else. You're supposed to interfere in the sanctity of a relationship just for your own mean and evilness. Are you ready? Are you really ready to accept that responsibility? Ask yourself that. Now, you can get ready. What does getting ready mean? You educate yourself. There is a place for formal training. There is a place for study amongst other Christian people. There's a place for that. You can't ignore it because you're lazy. You can't ignore it because somebody's going to give it to you, put it in your lap. It's up to you to make that decision to study to show yourself approved. In a formal setting, there's a place for that. I'm not telling anyone they have to go out and get a doctorate in theology or anything like that. But some of the basics that you should learn comes from a school setting. I know what I'm talking about. Been there, done that. I got the t-shirt. And I believe the tattoo is on the side of my arm. So I want you to know, I want you to understand that we are all in the ready business. We're all headed in a direction to glorify Christ, not each other. You don't need all of the accolades of a long resume. You need to be true to what God is, what He said for us to do. And that comes in many different forms. Are you ready? Are you ready today? Because you don't have tomorrow. You don't have another opportunity to mess somebody else up. Because the next person you mess up, it may be detrimental to you. God sees everything. You cannot hide from Him. He reads your heart intensely. He knows the sentiments of your spirit. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing if you're willing to have courage. You know, you see Christian folk and you won't even speak to them because you're upset with them. God didn't tell you to do that. Mm-mm. He said, love ye one another as I have loved you. Because when they was nailing Him on the cross, oh my, He still said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Our Savior, the person that was put here to save each and every one of us, they killed Him. Straight up killed Him. And in such a way that none of us could even fathom the pain and the suffering. Even Jesus Christ Himself said, Father, is there another way? But not my way, your way be done. That's courage. He was ready to accept what was before Him. Any of us would have ran off. Any of us, if we would have had the power, we would have got off that cross. We would have killed everyone. He had the power to do that, but yet He did not. So when you go to mistreat someone because of your nastiness, because of your fleshly spirit, because you're spoiled to the point where you don't see reality anymore, think about getting off of that cross. He could have done that, but He stayed and He endured that pain and suffering. You all remember that movie, The Christ? I know when I went to see that movie, I could not sit there and see someone go through that kind of torment. I mean, when they was whipping Him with chains, and those chains had hooks in them. So every time He got struck by that whip, the little hooks latched onto His skin. But He didn't get off of that cross. When they put those 9-inch nails in His feet, see, the nerves in the feet are super sensitive. And they nailed them together. Can you imagine having the power to get up off of that cross? He could have brought down a legion of angels and took everybody out. He could have done that. But He said, not my will, your will be done. Are you ready? You want to call yourself a Christian. You want to say that you're speaking for Christ. But are you really ready? Are you there enough mentally to do the right thing? You know things you shouldn't do. I know things that I should not do. And you have to repent to get clean again. But sometimes you do things that are just deplorable. Sometimes that forgiveness is going to come with a price tag attached to it. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you know this, but this is what I believe. There's a spiritual videotape of all of us. Yep, a spiritual videotape. It sees everything you do. It has perfect lighting. You can't hide from it. Jesus would ask you, is that you? And it is you. It's all being recorded. So don't think that you're not going to be held accountable. Oh yeah, you can fool a couple of people. But you can't fool him. It's impossible. But some are going to try. Some are going to put up that facade that they're about living for Christ when they know the dirt that they've done to destroy someone else. You know, I was told when I was a little boy, if you're trying to bury somebody else, make sure that you dig two holes, one for them and one for yourself, because you are going to fall from that. God does not like that. That's why the spiritual videotape is there. The accountability of your actions will be judged. Not just for you, for me too. We all fall short of the glory of God. But there are times when we do things that are so deplorable, it's shameful. Just straight shameful. And people think that's love. Love had nothing to do with it. So as we bring this to a close, the question on the table, and it will always be on the table of life, the table of love, the table of understanding. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? This is At My Father's Table, Pastor Kevin T. Scott. Thank you so much for your time. And we are coming back with even more. Are you ready?
For some who don't understand our purpose, they may not understand our prayers. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Thank you. Because I'm happy. Can we say it again? Jesus, you'll be the reason why I sing.